southern islands, sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading lie the Marquesas. You got 80 feet of a waterline, nicely making way in a noisy bar in Avalon. I tried to call you, but on a midnight watch I realized why twice you ran away. Think about
how many times
Southern Cross for the first time. You understand now why you came this way. 'Cause the truth you might be running from is so small, but it's as big as the promise of a coming day. So I'm sailing for tomorrow, my dreams are dying, and my love is an anchor tied to you,
tied with a silver chain.
I have my ship and all her flags are flying. She is all that I have left,
and music is her name.
Think about
how many times I've had fallen. Spirits are using me, Lord, your voice is
tested, and we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, make me forget about loving you in the Southern Cross.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. It is stunning out here right now. We are just so hyped to be here.
Very hyped.
This is Sadie.
I'm Elsa.
And you are listening to Braindead on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. What's up, guys? How's it going, Elsa?
I'm great. I'm a little speechless right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
Watch, I got like so much sleep last night, but I feel like it's like weird because I don't usually sleep that much. But yeah, you just heard Southern Cross by Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
We've got a little theme today in honor of Parents Weekend. Yes. Our parents are en route here to Tufts. I think my parents are driving right now. Elsa's parents are coming
soon. At some point.
But we just thought we would play some music that they've just raised us listening to that just like makes me, I mean, my mom is already texting me, "You're playing the Stones, like you must love me a lot." And I'm like, yeah, this was meant for you, Mom.
Yep.
So shout out.
She's gonna be excited for the next couple ones.
Super, super psyched. But yeah, I mean, it's a gorgeous day and a gorgeous weekend. So I think this is no better way to like get the weekend started.
Yeah. Agreed.
What do we have next, Elsa?
Scarlet Begonias.
Ooh.
The Grateful Dead.
Exciting.
Very exciting.
All right. Let's hit it.
Everybody's someplace where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off.
He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Yeah, take a load off, Fanny, take a load.
So good, Elsa. Literally, like, we're bobbing our heads. I can't sit down. I just, like, stand in here, and I'm, like, dancing, looking out the window, people watching.
I'm looking over at Sadie, and she's doing, like a jig.
Why not? You're just up here. I mean, the vibes in the studio are, like, unmatched. And I'm, like, I just did, little like sauna and ice bath, which is just like crazy for your like
okay student athlete.
okay I'm just saying, like, it boosts your like mood apparently, and like there's all these like scientific stuff about it that I don't want to say on air because I don't want to like report any like
misinformation.
Exactly. However,
it's really good for you.
It's really good for you, and so I'm like just you know, riding high. And
yeah, that was Scarlet Begonias by the Grateful Dead, the best band in the whole world, and The Wait by The Band.
The band.
Both really good songs.
Really good songs.
Those are like dad favorites. A special shout out to Chris Hatton,
who wanted The Dead before we even played The Dead. So shout out to you and the First Floor Castle Girls, apparently tuning in as they make their breakfast. Mm-hmm. So just
this
like love
great
the vibes.
Breakfast music.
Such great breakfast music.
In the kitchen making some food.
Yeah, yeah, that would be cool. Elsa, do you have a question of the day?
I don't have it yet.
I hate to put you on the spot.
I know, it's so on the spot. I do have a question today, but I'm going to save it for next break because I think I can think of a better question of the day.
Okay. Oh, also, we see that the phone is flashing. However,
we see you.
We see you.
We see you.
We do see you,
and that's it.
We see you, and it's just heartbreaking that we can't necessarily reach you. So, unless you, if you have our phone number, like either Elsa or I's phone number, please
we would
us
drop
a text
it right now
and say
it
was me. It was me. And let us know what you wanted to say. Maybe you can call us on our actual cell phones, and we'll find a way to make it work. Yeah. But. Yeah, we see you.
Yeah,
we just wanted to let you know we see you, and we're trying. What's next?
Okay, yeah. So, Beast of Burden, keeping the Rolling Stones vibes going.
Nice.
Never. seasons, its females and songs of its own.
I think that's probably my favorite Grateful Dead song right now.
Which, really?
I'm a Grateful Dead super fan.
Super fan. We might have talked about your experience at the show in our last, like, couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But if you want to, like, remind the people.
I want to touch on it. Yeah, I've been to a couple Grateful Dead shows. And that one was, I went to the, like, last Grateful Dead concert in San Francisco. And it was... It was pretty insane.
Life-changing.
Yeah, life-changing. I talked about it last time, but it was just awesome.
Amazing.
Wait, this actually leads me to my question of the day.
Yay.
Yeah, it's official.
I love the question of the day.
It's Sadie's, like, favorite part because...
Well, I just love talking on the show. So sometimes I get a little antsy. And also, Elsa's really good at, like, dinner table conversations, games. Like, she will always pull something out of her, like, leg. You know, she's
my
got
leg,
it.
Yeah, my sleeve.
I don't know.
Yep.
Sleeve.
Yeah, it's, well, yes, I think I was like, Sadie, do you, like, have a question of the day? And you're like, it's not my job.
I don't really know if that's my job.
It's, like, it's not my job.
No.
You're just here to, like, raise the vibes and just keep it going.
That's
keep
all.
It lighthearted.
That's all I'm here for.
Okay, so anyways, my question of the day is, if you were to live through, like, a music time period...
Live through it?
Or
only get to, like listen to that.
Listen to that
time
but,
period.
Okay, yeah. I guess live through is different. But, you know, if you were to go
my
back
favorite,
and be in...
My favorite music time period?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
I'm going to say 90s hip-hop, rap, R&B. Literally,
yeah,
first thing that comes
gonna
to mind.
That. I knew
literally
you were going to say that.
Just unreal. Biggie, Tupac... Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Those were kind of when we were first talking about this show and like playing our parents' music. The first things that come to mind for me were like that genre. Even though they totally have this facet of their music, like repertoire. That was what came.
Well,
to
you're
mind
like
for
a
me.
New York City, right?
A little bit, you know. But you know, it's crazy. Tupac,
Marin,
crazy.
Yep.
But. You know, I love it all, but that's what first comes to mind.
It's a great, great genre of music.
Literally so many. We had a great show last spring.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of our last ones. It was a lot of Lauryn Hill, a lot of that vibe, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, definitely.
What about you, though?
I honestly, you're listening to it.
Yeah.
This is my vibe. 60s, 70s, Grateful Dead, kind of like... Yeah, just the band, Rolling Stones. I like them all. It's
just
good stuff.
Yeah. No, I really
a little
love
folky,
the
a little...
There's just... I also... Okay, I used to be a big, big country, like, hater. Strong word, but, like, I was super anti-country. But My trainer last winter break, he would like always play Morgan Wallen in the gym, and I was like, I hate this, like stop it. But then I was like, wait, I'm like, I know all the lyrics now, and I'm kind of like vibing with it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like, that was my entryway, and he's not my favorite anymore.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't really Wallen like kid. It's too like poppy for me, but a little bit. I'm like, now I like Zach Bryan and Tyler Childers, okay, and like Mountjoy, like, you know, I'm not you're classifying Mountjoy as like country, but
for sure.
I'm just saying, like, I'm opening up to country, not being as like judgmental on that side. So I have to put
it's great.
That out
keep
there.
An open mind about things.
Totally.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah. We got him cutting us off. We could just talk for hours.
We could just keep talking.
We're gonna play "Ooh La La" by The Faces next. So, yeah, enjoy.
The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can't such a pretty show. Nothing left to say.
You
there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Say brandy, fetch another round. She She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away. But he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
girl. But my life, my love, and my lady is the same.
we'll be right back.
Literally such good songs, and this hour always flies. Like, I can't believe we only have
five more minutes. Plus one, two more songs if we can squeeze it in.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
Hey, thanks for all the love today. shout out to a whole lot of people.
Yeah,
just a whole lot of people.
Just all of you all.
We got some comments on the latter PSA. So
stay
shout
safe.
Shout out Uncle Scott. I know you're literally on it. Like. Probably on a ladder right now, so stay safe on there. And thanks for tuning in.
And thanks for tuning in. Yeah.
Wait, we love you all so much. Again, if you were the one calling on the phone flasher, please.
We'll do better next time.
We'll figure it out. But have like the best weekend ever, Mom, Dad. Can't wait to see you this afternoon.
Yeah.
Coaches, have a great weekend.
Everyone.
Team, we'll see you later. Like, just so much love.
Yeah.
And what are you taking us out with?
This Must Be the Place, Talking Heads, and Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol.
Awesome. Yeah. Get up, dance, have fun, have a beautiful day, enjoy this weather. We love you.
And a reminder, this is Brain Dead, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah. Peace and love.
Bye.
Lift